The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 142, A Farewell to Titan.
Zokar and Sprague escaped on foot. In the middle of the night? That certain death. No one else went with them.
No, sir. There were only two.
Major Witt, do you want to send out a search party?
No. Let me contact Nate. Nate, this is Witt. Do you have a copy?
Loud and clear, Major. We're making preparations for re-entry.
Excellent. We might have an issue here. Seems Wi-Fi and Sprague slipped out last night. Do you have any readings on infrared?
I'm looking now, Major. Looks clear almost to the mouth of the river. If they escaped last night, they were either eaten or got picked up by someone. And I don't know who'd be crazy enough to risk something like that.
If you don't see anything, then there's no use for us sending out a search party. Proceed with the re-entry checklist. We'll meet you in about 1.5 standard hours.
Copy that. See you on the ground.
Roger that. Well, it doesn't look good for Wi-Fi and his pet Jabotin.
Perhaps that's a good thing, Major. The last thing we need here is a lot of false promises to lure some of these men back into rage.
The only thing that makes sense to me is that he prearranged something with Colonel Xandu in case of something like this.
And there was a lot of food available last night, so the jungle creatures were distracted.
Good morning, gentlemen. What is this about Xandu and the distracted jungle monsters?
Wi-Fi and Sprague escaped sometime last night.
Escaped? I don't think even Wi-Fi would have survived out there last night. Jaffa is going to be upset. That was a huge bounty that got away.
I told the Colonel here that there's no reason for us to search for him. Nate said there's no infrared signature of them showing up.
I certainly agree. Although I'm not sure how Jaffa will take this.
The Mercury is beginning re-entry. We'll be leaving shortly. You might want to let him know that we're not waiting around for him.
You don't think he'd actually stay here, do you?
Unlike me, Jaffa is a full-time bounty hunter. Wi-Fi carries the biggest bounty in the galaxy right now. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he elected to stay behind.
As soon as Nate lands, we'll be departing in the all-terrain. I'm not waiting for him. How about Lister and the rest?
Everyone else is accounted for. We'll get him on your vehicle as soon as you give the word.
Colonel, on behalf of the IDF, I would like to thank you for your cooperation, and most of all, for your protection.
Getting rid of Zokar and Lister made it all worthwhile, Major Witt. I am concerned, however, that now the IDF is aware of us...
You needn't worry, Colonel. As far as we're concerned, you are merely a group of settlers who assisted us.
Tony's right. Without your help, we would not have been able to capture our two fugitives.
Now, if you'll excuse us, we have preparations to make.
And I have some bad news to break to Jaffra.
Just let either myself or Major Dunn know when you are ready for the detainees. We'll deliver them to your vehicle.
Sounds good. Ah, sounds like the Mercury has entered the atmosphere. If you'll excuse me, I have to coordinate our ride home.
Certainly, Major. We wouldn't want you to miss your ride.
Well, I must say, Jim, this is quite a change from a couple of days ago. I'm surprised.
Ah, come on, Kelly. It wasn't that bad. What were you expecting to see?
A frosted door window with Barnes Detective Agency painted on it. A slowly rotating ceiling fan over an old Smith Corona typewriter. Next to a hat stand with a fedora hanging on it.
All right. I get the picture. You've been watching too much nostalgia TV. I got the latest in surveillance technology and computers.
So, is this my desk?
Check it out. Top-of-the-line computer with links to a multitude of databases, high-speed internet, fax, copier, everything you'll ever need.
I'm a bit shocked.
Listen, just because I like the simplicity of a flip phone doesn't mean I'm not tech-savvy. I was working on computers when you were in diapers. And remember, I have a computer built into my brain. So I don't need whatever a dumb phone can give me.
I thought that just helped you with language and Wi-Fi signals.
It does. And wait, I need to take this.
Take what?
This is Jim Barnes.
Mr. Barnes, this is Claire. I'm outside. here. I wanted to make sure that you were in. Can you see me?
Sure. Come on in.
Thank you.
Who is that?
That's Claire. She's right outside.
Well, good. Maybe we'll find out what's really going on.
Ms. Wilson, please, come in. Claire, this is my assistant, Kelly Merritt. Kelly, this is Claire Wilson.
Nice to meet you, Claire. Please call me Kelly.
Nice to meet you.
Kelly's been doing a majority of the research on your case.
What kind of research?
Please have a seat, Claire. We've been trying to determine why someone has been calling you about something you might have seen. So, we've been going through your internet presence.
Were you able to come up with anything?
Well, you've got a very cute cat. But other than that, we found a couple of interesting photos.
We've noticed you like to take short excursions and document them for your social media. Kelly, you have those pictures on your phone?
You mean my dumb phone?
Yeah.
Why, yes I do. How convenient. Here you go.
Yeah, do you remember why you took this photo?
That's Annapolis. There's a real nice restaurant near the harbor, and I thought while I was there I'd go visit the war memorial. Why out of all the pictures I've taken did you pick out this one?
And this one too.
The police box? Come on, Detective Barnes, a blue police box in downtown Baltimore. Who wouldn't want a picture of that? Unless they've never watched the BBC.
Oh, so you're a fan too.
I started with number 4.
Yeah, me too.
So other than being a fan of the show, why did you pick out this photo?
Well, I like the memorial photo. It was the only one you took on each trip.
We noticed that in each of your little trips you took several pictures, but on these 2 trips, you only took 1 each.
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. As far as Annapolis, I've been there many times, but never took a photo of the memorial. And as far as Baltimore, I'm just a fan of the show. So what's the big deal?
The phone call said it was for something you saw. Have you thought of the possibility that there are people in those 2 shots who might have been doing something illegal?
No, but there are people in all of the other photos for the most part. Why couldn't it be one of those?
Because these 2 are the most recent. If it were one of the others, you probably would have been contacted earlier.
Sounds like you're grasping at straws, Detective. Do you have any other leads?
Well, I have a contact at Homeland Security who's analyzing the recording for us. They'll see if they can reverse engineer it to get an unaltered voice.
Sounds like a long shot. I have to tell you, I'm getting a little nervous walking around while someone's spying on me and threatening me.
I'm sure you're safe if all they really want to do is talk. Otherwise, they would have done something by now.
Do you use anything other than your smartphone to take photos?
Why would I do that? The camera on these phones are excellent, and I can share them right away.
Unlike some people I know who still use a 35mm and send rolls off to be developed.
Do they even still do that?
Don't pay any attention to her, Claire. She's just busting my chops. And by the way, miss, know-it-all, I develop my own photos. What we're trying to do is find something that would explain this phone call.
Our first step is to go through your social media and see where you've been and what you might have seen. Now, do you have anything else or other photos that didn't make it to your social media sites?
I certainly haven't posted all of the photos I've taken. A lot were similar, you know, like 4 or 5 photos of the memorial, trying to get the best angle in on the big star.
I'm going to send you my contact information and send me everything you have. Let's say from a week before your Annapolis trip to the day of the phone call.
I can do that.
We're going to get to the bottom of this. We can't rule out the possibility of a scam.
I was just thinking. I know not every applicant for a license gets approved. Have you denied anyone recently who got mad or made a threat?
There have been a few rejections lately, mostly for background checks. None of them made any threats, though.
Well, Kelly brings up a good point. I put a lot of effort into setting up my business. If I'd gotten rejected, it'd be a pretty big blow. Can you send Kelly the info on these recent rejections?
Sure. I mean, I guess you need to pursue every angle.
And that's what we'll do. So anything you can think of, no matter how unimportant you think it is, tell us that... Excuse me. I'm going to need to take this. Hello. Yes, ma'am. How are you? I'm well. What can I do for you?
Anything how important? Did he do that?
Do what?
Okay, I'll be there
say
tonight.
He had a call I before the phone rang. Is he psychic or
well,
something?
That's very sweet of you.
Psychic? No, not at all. He has an old flip phone that vibrates before it rings.
Evening.
Really?
Bye-bye.
So how did he know it was an important call?
I think he was expecting someone to call back. I heard him say he was expecting a call.
Yes, I was. Sorry about that. My landlady is a dear, sweet Irish lady who thinks I don't have anything to eat in the apartment. She was just letting me know she's holding my mail and some looked important. She has supper for me.
Sounds like you have a nice landlady.
I certainly do.
Kelly, I'll send you the information when I get back home. As far as the info on the rejected applicants, I'm going to have to do that when I get back to the office.
Thank you, and it was nice to meet you.
You too. Detective Barnes, I hope something comes of that tape your friends at Homeland are working on.
I'll let you know as soon as I hear anything.
Thanks.
You gotta stop doing that.
I know. I forget sometimes.
That computer in your head is going to get us in trouble.
All right.
You're lucky I thought of that your phone buzzes before it rings explanation.
All right.
You have to be more careful.
Kelly, all right. Jeez, you're starting to sound like your sister.
Was that really your landlady?
Actually, it was. I was hoping to be Holiday with some news about the recording.
Well, you know how slow the wheels of justice can turn. So, do you miss it?
What, the slow wheels? No, I don't miss that at all, but I do miss the people. I had a lot of great partners.
Like Kate Hawk?
Of course I miss your sister. But she's not far. I'm lucky to have both of you on this case. Oh, speak of the devil.
I hate when you do that.
Kate, what's up?
How did it go with Claire?
I got you on speaker. Kelly's here. Claire's going to send Kelly some of the photos from around the time of the Annapolis ones that she didn't post.
That's good. Send those to me too, Kelly, if you can.
I sure can, sis. I have a smartphone.
Yeah, your sister's real funny, Kate. But she did have a good idea. Claire's going to send us a list of people she's rejected for PI licenses.
I'm figuring it could be someone who she rejected. Since Jim here was accepted, the caller might have a grudge against him, too.
I like it. Daddy and I are on our way to meet with Pierman. I want to pick his brain, see if there are any IDF operators or pro-rage sympathizers who might be after her.
Hey, you going to go by stip or driving?
Let's see. Sit on 50 in Stevensville, waiting for the Ocean City traffic to clear the bridge. Then bumper to bumper up 97 to Charm City, or take a 10-second ride in the stip. That's a tough one.
You know, we're going by stip would have sufficed.
Well, what fun would that be?
It looks like you have everyone here. I take the lieutenant will be driving you out to the LZ.
That's a roger. He'll be returning the all-terrain to you before returning with the depot guard to Tyrannus.
Ha, Tony. Everything in order?
Yes, Colonel. I believe our prisoners are secured and we are ready to depart as soon as the Mercury lands.
Do you think handcuffs are really necessary for this young lady?
Well, she is in custody.
Yes, as you can see, I'm a vicious criminal. You better gag me, too.
That's not a bad idea.
So what are you charging me with, anyway?
There's a small matter of breaking Lister out of jail. I think the courts on Titan IV want to have a word with you.
The Titan IV courts? They're a mockery of justice. If you have any connection to Rage, they will lock you up and throw away the key. A trial is just for show.
You know, they were going to hang him without a real trial. You were there. You saw what kind of governor Drachmar is.
I know exactly what kind he is. But in the eyes of the Federation, he is an escaped criminal and you orchestrated the whole thing.
He had a powerful hold on me. Surely you can see that now. I denounce him and all of Rage, just as Colonel Rada here has done.
We've talked. Agent Simon, I truly believe she is sincere.
Perhaps. But she's quite cunning, Colonel.
Is Lenore here about ready to go?
Yes. Remove her cuffs. But if she tries anything...
Like try to run into a jungle that's infested with flesh-eating monsters? I don't think you have anything to worry about, Tony.
Come on, let's go.
Cuffs, don't put me next to Lister.
That's a feisty one there, Agent Simon.
You don't know the half of it.
The half of what?
Tony here was just telling me about Lenora.
You mean the witch who tried to drown me?
You can tell there's no lost love there.
I suppose you don't want to sit next to her. She already doesn't want to sit next to Lister. This is beginning to sound like a wedding between Hatfield and McCoy.
Who?
Two warring families. At any rate, we'll make sure there's a wide berth among you.
There's no need for that, Agent Simon.
Yeah, we have other plans for dinner.
We've talked it over with the former Rage pilot.
We're catching a ride back to Tyrannus with him. There's no way we're leaving this planet with the Ulysses parked out in a field somewhere.
If it's even still there, it may be in pieces by now.
Before we left it, we activated our security system. If anyone tried to take it apart, or even start the engines, it would go into a lockdown mode.
Yeah, it needs my special touch to fire up and launch.
I'll make sure the lieutenant comes through with his promise. They can take you right to it.
Thanks, Colonel.
Oh, hey, and thanks for not shooting us.
And thank you for not blowing us up.
Don't mention it.
If it's all the same to you, Agent Simon, I hope you completely forget about us.
Stand by for portal open.
Standing by.
Portal open. You are cleared for egress.
Well, well, the Hawks have arrived.
Mr. Pyramid, we're happy to be here together.
Yes, it seems like a lifetime ago since I've been here. It makes me think of my first STIP-based mission to Denmark.
One of many adventures. It's nice to see the torch being passed. So I understand you two are helping Barnes and Kelly on his first case. Why is this Claire person so important? Is it because it's his first case?
Partly, but the more we dig into it, the more intriguing it becomes.
Miss Wilson, as you know, works for the Maryland State Police in their licensing division.
Yes, I understand that she issued Jim his PI license.
That's correct. And I think that's why Jim took on the case initially. We all became concerned when the last two photos she posted on her social media were of our STIPs. We're here to find out if you think there's any connection to her threatening phone calls and the IDF.
I've been digging around since you called, and so far, well, I don't see any. None of our agencies have any concerns about the STIP conveyances being compromised.
That means if it does have something to do with our STIPs and the IDF is involved...
Then we have a problem. Possibly a Rage problem.
Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. You're not even sure that she intentionally took pictures of STIPs. Maybe she was just taking pictures.
Which was right before she received a phone call from someone saying, "We know what you saw."
Do you have any news from Holiday on cleaning up the recording?
Nothing yet, but I'll contact you as soon as I hear anything.
Any news on the hunt for Wi-Fi and Lister?
The last we heard was that our teams had reached the encampment housing of X-Rage soldiers. In fact, the most recent transmission from Nate is that Wi-Fi and Lister had also arrived.
Wow, that had to have been a circus act.
That sounds like the ultimate standoff. That situation could go either way.
With about a 35-hour delay from the Titan system, it will be a couple of days before we find out what happened. But back to the reason for your visit. What exactly can I do for you?
We want to pursue the possibility that the reason for her threats is because someone thinks she has discovered the STIP system.
As I've already told you, no one in the IDF has raised a red flag. If it does involve the STIP transporters, then it may be a vestige of Rage.
Stefan was trying to carry out his grandfather's goal of destroying all the STIP units. Maybe one of his followers is trying to finish the mission.
But that would mean they think Claire is IDF.
If that's the case, they would be following her and not threatening her to stop. I tend to agree with your suspicion that she caught someone on camera who wasn't meant to be seen.
Which is why we emailed you the photos. The IDF's facial recognition capabilities are the best in the world.
Best in the galaxy, actually. I have the digital photos and I have sent them to Robert. He'll try to enhance them as much as possible. Many of the faces are pixelated. He can work his magic on them and we can run them through our system.
Sounds good. In the meantime, Kate, why don't we pay the old precinct a visit?
Go back to the SIS? I'm not so sure I'm ready for that.
You're as ready as you'll ever be. If you want to return to Homeland soon, you need to take these baby steps. You're here for the first time and it wasn't a disaster. Go with your dad, see your old friends and co-workers. I'm sure they'll be glad to see you.
I suppose you're right. I just don't know what to expect.
That's never stopped you before.
All right. I suppose you're both right. Do you have a car available that we could use?
I'll have Robert bring one up from the motor pool. You won't regret this. Trust me.
Thank you. You guys have any trouble getting here?
Surprisingly, no. It was quiet all the way here.
Watching the festivities last night, I noticed that the smaller creatures on this side of the camp ate the most. So they're probably hanging out in the woods sleeping it off.
Carlos, let's get Lister off first.
Hey, you got it, sir.
Do we have any stops to make before Boldabar?
Captain Tam and Gabby have decided to stay. A couple of rage fighters will take them back to Tyrannus. From there, they will go to their ship. If they can't salvage it, they'll go back to Titan IV on the next IDF inspection ship.
Well, well. Welcome back to the Mercury, Lister. So glad you could join us.
Don't think for one minute I'm happy to see you or the Mercury.
Since you tried to incinerate Sheena and me the last time on Latumus, I imagine I'm the last person you want to see. Take him to the brig.
Yeah, with pleasure, boss.
Nate, a pleasure to see you again. I trust the Mercury is ready for an uneventful trip to Boldabar.
As ready as it'll ever be.
I want to thank you for your support. Without you, we might still be driving in circles in the jungle. Your help with spotting the creatures was invaluable. Now, we won't be taking the driver back. He's returning to the camp.
All right. What about Jaffra? I don't see him.
I believe he's checking the vehicle to make sure we don't leave anything behind.
I'm going to make sure Lister is secured in the brig. I'll see you all back on board.
I'm going to make sure everyone is secure for departure. When you and Jaffra board, let me know so I can button up.
Jaffra, are you ready?
Everything's in order, Tony.
Then let's get on board.
I'm not going.
You're what?
I'm staying here. I'll be joining the Ulysses in search of Zokar. It's time to cut the head off the serpent.
Jaffra will now form an alliance with the Ulysses crew while Lister is returned to Boldabar. Will Pearman be able to help Barnes discover the mystery behind Claire Wilson? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Journey Home.